Hey, Miles, you know, had some bad weather here lately.
Yeah, I know. I drove through it.
Yeah, I know. You had a harrowing experience. Tell all the listeners that Miles came down to see me. He lives in St. Louis. He lives in Chicago. And the worst, as they're describing it on the news up there, the worst winter storm in 30 years of Chicago history blew through while you were here.
They're calling it a Lewinsky. It was so bad. The blowing was so bad.
It was so. Did you get free pizza with that?
I wish I did. No, there's no cigar or free pizza. No.
But yeah, you were down here and visiting, and we were going to actually do a show down here when we were face to face, and maybe we could have taped it or something and put up some real video. But you had to leave abruptly because of impending weather, and you wanted to get home. So.
And I had a diarrhea problem too.
You had a diarrhea problem. Would you like to go into that?
It's more of an irritated bowel thing, but I don't really want to talk about that.
Oh, wait, I got to tell you one thing before we get started on the story. I owe you an apology.
For?
Schnooks.
Yeah?
You can revel in this, in the show here. My wife read this morning in the paper that the Schnooks that you went to get donuts?
Yes.
Was closed for the day.
Thank you. Thank you. I was ordered to go get donuts. What day was that? Friday?
It was Friday, yeah. New Year's Day.
And there was a big sign that said Schnucks was closed. No one believed me, but now I've been vindicated.
Exonerated, as it were.
Exonerated. I was forced to go to a gas station and eat gas station donuts, which I think gave me the loose bowels. I don't know. But I feel a lot better in all ways concerned.
Yeah, I was talking to my neighbor as well, and they were going to go to Schnucks, and it was closed, and they had to be diverted to another neighborhood store that's much smaller and harder to find.
Uh-huh.
So I've got it from two sources, very reliable sources, so I owe you a big apology.
Well, that's okay.
Even though the other one was open, this one, they closed down for whatever, for the weather and so forth. So.
All right.
There you go.
Apology accepted.
So you had loose bowels on the way home because of these gas station donuts, huh?
Yeah, I felt them coming on. We hit the worst weather just north of Springfield, and we actually came upon what we thought was an accident, but there was no one in the cars, but we had pulled over to check it out. And so seeing no one there, I decided to urinate because I really had to go.
Did you urinate on the car like a dog or something?
No, I didn't do it on the car. That'd be really mean. I guess I just did it on I-55 since someone was there.
You say, look, honey, I melted this snow. It is the same size tire as we got.
Right in the middle of I-55, I took a leak. So I don't know how many people can say that if they actually did that and didn't get run over. But
yeah, I did see on the news an accident was caused by yellow frozen urine. I-55 northbound, just above Springfield.
There was an ice patch there.
Yeah. So, trying to avoid the pee frozen in the road, I wrecked my car.
Oh, I tell you, I barely made it to Bloomington with this irritated bowel. It was bad.
So what happened?
Well, I went to Bloomington to stop and get gas, and to release gas too, I suppose. But it was just, it was bad. It was a close call.
Like, would you have to take a crap in the middle of I-55 if you wouldn't have been able to stop?
Well, I probably would have had to do that, yes. I don't know what I would have used to clean up with, probably a glove or a hat or something. But...
Oh, you could have used some snow.
No.
Of course, you would have had, like, a frozen asshole. But,
yeah. That's true. Well, I felt like I had one anyway. Yeah, that's true, though.
So what fine establishment was the receiver of the Miles title extravaganza there?
It was a gas station in Bloomington. I couldn't tell you which one. These gas station guys are not real talkative, you know. You just don't get a lot out of them.
Well, I imagine not when you just go in and go, hey, you got the restroom key and you got your
hands
on your butt cheeks.
I did fill up before I released.
You did what?
I did get some gas before I released.
Oh, so you actually bought something, so that way you wouldn't feel so bad about using their facility.
I have done that, though. I have done that, where I just put it to use the facility for the release.
So how were the facilities there? Were they clean?
Surprisingly clean, yeah.
Did they have those, the dispenser for the toilet seat covers?
No, there was kind of a dispenser, but no toilet seat.
So did you purchase any of those?
So I spent like $5 worth of condoms, and I laid them on the toilet seat. So I could sit down like a late touch.
That's kind of like a modular hemorrhoid thing, isn't it? Kind of bouncing.
Something like that, yeah.
Well, you may have an invention there that you could patent. Rather than having the one big donut,
yeah,
you got the modular donut.
There you go.
So that way, if one... one area gives out, you won't hit the ground, you know? You won't hit the floor and get into pain or anything.
Yeah.
Modular donut, that's something else.
Yeah. So I made it home.
Good. Yeah, I heard Mendota, Illinois was a little bit of a challenge for you from that point, but...
I stopped by a truck stop, and my wife and Daisy Pyle and little Miles Jr. and...
Tonto.
Bo Cephas. We all enjoyed some fine pancakes at this truck stop. And I had to kind of punch my way through it, though, you know, with my van. And, a lot of snow drift there.
Yeah, I'm sure it was much worse up that way than it was down here in St. Louis.
Yeah, yeah. Even though you begged me not to go.
I did.
I decided to leave at 10:30. What night was this?
Friday night,
New Year's Day, yeah.
It's probably because I lambasted you so badly about the donuts.
That's true, but I think that's what eventually cleared my system out.
But. Oh, really? So it was kind of like the auger, huh?
That or the lasagna you made, I don't know which. Maybe that had that hamburger in it, that Schnucks hamburger or whatever it is.
Well, you know, my wife has been eating that lasagna since you left, and she's been okay so far.
Oh, so your wife has not had the irritated bowel.
No, not. But I think you have it no matter what you eat.
That's true.
You could eat.
Yeah, on the way down, I told a fast food worker that I had irritated bowel.
And their reply?
I think she was frightened. She didn't want to talk to me anymore.
I can imagine the mental image of your bowel. It looked like a haggis or something.
I stopped by a fast food restaurant on the way down to St. Louis, and I just wanted a chicken sandwich and not the whole combo meal. The girl wasn't grasping the concept at first. And then when she finally did, you know, she's trying to talk me into it, and I'm like, no, I have irritated bowel, you know.
That certainly will shut them up, won't it?
Yeah.
I think anybody out there listening could use that whenever they go and they're like, do you want fries with that or do you want an apple pie? You go, I got irritated bowel.
Hey, that'd be a great commercial, wouldn't it?
how to fend off fast food promotion there?
Yeah. That could be like for Kale Pectic or something.
Well, maybe you could have like a membership and you could show them a card. You don't believe me? Irritated bowel right here, baby.
Drag her into the bathroom. Here, look, see?
It could be like a night. Here, look, see? What's this ring of condoms you're sitting on? I don't understand where that comes in. Yeah, it could be kind of a brown plastic card. That would be good.
I don't know. Yeah, that was my whole trip, though. Yeah.
Well, I hope you had a good time. We're not talking about the specifics of what you were doing, you know, but...
No. But, yeah, a good time with that by all, yeah.
Good, yeah, it was a pretty good time with that by all.